college basketball's Rorschach test. What you see here and how fans processed it became something of a thing this weekend. Duke's Kyle Filipowski. Stormer versus Stormy. Contact versus who initiated contact. Who's aggrieved, who's embellishing. We'll talk about it. Speaking of Rorschach, your new Clippers logo dropped. What do you see here?
Royal Caribbean Cruise.
Exactly. Let's go around the horn. The compass connotes a simpler, more nautical time. That's what they're trying to tell us here. I mean, this is just...
Iceberg, straight ahead.
Second time in a month we've seen contact on the court. Storm, Caitlin Clark, and now Kyle Filipowski. That it was the two biggest names in sport, Clark and Duke, maybe goes some way of explaining the polarizing Rorschach response. The latest on Filipowski, who was carried off, sprained knee, TBD for Wednesday's game versus Louisville. The calls to further punish court storming. Currently, some conferences have a $100,000 fine. ACC does not have any fine at all. Or whether it's even possible to stop something if security is already struggling to stop it. Or whether to ban it entirely could mean forfeiture of future games. Let's go around the horn on all that. Frank Isola, first to you.
You know, when you think about what tuition is at Wake Forest for all those future doctors and leaders of the world, that's more than enough money to get extra security when teams like Duke come in. You just make it where you provide enough security, you can't run on the court. You want to suspend kids who run on the court and get them in trouble, definitely fine. Absolutely. How you can argue any how you can argue any other way, it is a public safety issue. Players are going to get hurt. A player is going to end up hitting a fan one day. It's going to get ugly. And one other thing, let me give credit to the Duke student manager, my buddy Luke Cloris. I know the family really well. He was the first guy to go in there and to protect the player, which was a great move by him. Not all supermen wear capes.
All right. Tony, yes. Yeah. Some are friends of Frank Isola. I get it. Harry Lyles Jr. on what you saw Saturday.
Not only do you got to stay off Frank's lawn, but you got to stay off his basketball court and his football field, okay? Just want to make sure we get all that straight.
Jokes aside,
Frank, your argument is very valid, honestly, because of obviously what we saw on Saturday.
Yes.
However, I am going to defend court storming here because this is part of the fabric that makes college athletics great, because we are still talking about college athletics. Yes, we don't see this at the pro level because it is professional basketball, but we are still talking about college athletes and college students here. They are celebrating among their peers. We don't see these sorts of incidents so often to where we are on the show every week talking about how we got a banned court storming.
Every month right now, though. Every month right now,
Harry. Yes, but come on now. But I think there are more realistic ways to make this safer as opposed to banning it altogether. I think that you can have real consequences. You can put them up on the video board and say, hey, if you are a student that does this and you make contact with a player or a coach, you are going to get this suspension. You are going to get this fine. If you are a fan, you are going to get detained. You are going to get arrested. It could be those types of things as opposed to trying to keep everybody off the floor, which I think you have a much easier time trying to get guys off than you do trying to keep 1,000 or plus people off.
Tim Kalishaw, your view of this weekend, and should court storming be banned?
I mean, just to let my young friend Harry Morton Lyles Jr. know, this used to happen in professional leagues. Remember seeing Reggie Jackson running off after the World Series, knocking people down as he's trying to get to the dugout? Right. Remember Havlicek stole the ball, as Johnny Most said?
Remember that, Harry?
Boston
remember
Duck
that?
Fans, carry Havlicek off. Yes, if you want to stop it, you can stop it. All these college administrators saying, well, there's students, and it's part of the fabric. And I don't remember being part of the fabric when I was matriculating at several colleges during the 1970s. And it doesn't need to be part of it now. It's too dangerous. I mean, this doesn't look to be a serious injury, but that will happen. Or as Frank said, a player who's just lost a tough game will take a swing at somebody. I'm not going to blame him for it. There's no reason for this to continue happening. And there's no reason for the ACC not to even be fining teams. I think that helps a little. And even a little is better than nothing.
Courtney Cronin.
I think this is the first time that we've had the young guns versus the OGs. And I'm going to agree with my college sports brethren, who I'm also twinning with today.
Good luck,
Harry
guys.
Lyles.
Look good.
Like, I don't want to lose one of the coolest elements of college sports that makes college sports what it is. But we have to find a way to regulate this. And I went through this exercise thinking, how do you get a massive crowd of people to do one thing at the same time? You put something over the public address system. You put something on the Jumbotron. Maybe it is a court storm tracker counter countdown. Give the team a 15-second runoff so all players, coaches, everybody can get safely off the court to the bench and back into the locker room before allowing fans to experience one of the coolest things there is about being a college sports fan, whether it's storming a field, whether it's storming a basketball court. You're never going to stop this altogether. You can't put plexiglass around the court. You can't hold people back with a rope.
Well,
you can regulate it to
Frank
make it
is shaking
more
his head. No.
Safe for people
Go
to
ahead,
do
Frank.
This.
I mean, Courtney and Harry, I spent 5 years in college. I had a ball. I never once stormed the court or ran on the field. The idea that that's the way that you have fun. And you know what? There's a reason why they protect the goalposts at the end of football games. You know how many people have been hurt when they jump on the goalposts and they tear it down?
No, some
Again,
seriously.
It's about safety.
Right.
You can have fun without running on the field or running on the court. It is
all right, regulators.
Stay in your seat.
Mount up here. One last question. No, nobody's going to say there was embellishment. Nobody's going to say that there was initiated contact here. That was a conversation that was going around. Tim, please, this weekend.
No, I mean, who cares whether he even stuck his arm out? There's people coming at him. Filipowski has the right to do anything he wants to do. And I'm with Frank. I had a pretty good time in college without running on the Gregory gym floor.
And Harry?
I will say there are a lot of folks out there that were trying to say that Caitlin Clark was doing that and aren't having that same energy here. Like,
oh, you haven't heard that? I've heard precisely because it was Duke. This is what a Dukie does. This is not what a Dukie does. I've heard that precisely. I thought because it was two polarizing moments, Clark and Duke here, I've heard it. Heard it from this panel, in fact. I'm not just living in the Menchies. We'll move on. Combine week. Let's go around the horn there. Marvin Harrison Jr., presumptive top five pick, maybe top two. Now multiple reports. He will not work out, nor do any testing this week at the Combine, nor does it look like he will for Ohio State's Pro Day, and reportedly will not take on an agent for the draft as well. Harry Lyles Jr., how do you consider that route for Harrison?
Honestly, we got to look at this from a very realistic standpoint. I think people would be having a different conversation. I'm sorry to use that word, but just being honest here, if he was a quarterback, because he is undeniably one of the two best players in this draft. Take your pick of quarterback. It'd be Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and this guy. Like, he is his dad. He has his dad's skills in Calvin Johnson's body. If I am Marvin Harrison, you could go to the combine, let him take your height, let him take your weight, and, you know, keep thumbnails in your pocket. Keep DVDs, because I'm sure some NFL teams are still using those. Give them the tape of the game of y'all in the Peach Bowl in 2022 against the University of Georgia and say, here's me playing an NFL defense. Have at it if you want. If him not participating is going to turn some teams off, by all means, but he has put more than enough on tape to where I feel like he could do whatever he wants to do or not do at the NFL Combine.
Morning, Cronin, your read on it?
Speaking of 2022, that was the season that Marvin Harrison Jr. told people after the season that he played through an ankle injury all year. If you're going to use a high draft pick on him, whether he, you know, 2, 3, 4, wherever it is, teams are going to want to know he's durable. And that's the entire point of the combine. It's not to watch guys run a 40-yard dash, 3-cone drill, whatever else they do with the workouts. It's to find the medical and have all 32 teams in one place to do that. The only way that teams are going to get that information potentially is to schedule private pro days, which may or may not happen if the prospect doesn't agree to do those. But at this point, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go so high, he has nothing to gain by giving this information for letting NFL teams poke and prod him and potentially find something that might not have been there before by going to Indianapolis. Like, the tape speaks for itself. He will go as a very high draft pick.
You know, once we get past Caleb Williams, whether the Bears take him or the Bears trade the rights to the first pick, I think everybody else is guessing with quarterbacks, trying to say, is this guy possibly going to have a better career than Marvin Harrison Jr.? And Marvin has the years of tape at Ohio State to watch. Now, at some point, Courtney's right, he's going to have to submit to a little bit of a medical examination. and probably run the 40 for his pro day or at some point between now and April. But I really don't – he's not going to fall out of the top five no matter what he does. He's that kind of receiver.
And Frank Isola, your view of Harrison saying, no, I'm not going to do anything right now.
I mean, if you're a pro prospect and you're at, say, Villanova or you're at Pacific or some school, a small school in Texas, you better show up for the combine. You're Marvin Harrison. Your dad played in the NFL. You played at Ohio State. I'm sure he has a pretty good sense of where he's going to get drafted. This is for the top of the top, and obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. falls into that category. He knows exactly where he's not going to go. He knows he's either going top five or top six. That's why he's not.
Does it make sense? As a wide receiver, top five makes sense, Harry Lyles Jr.
Yeah, 100%. This is a position that it feels not as important as quarterback, but you have to have a true number one on your team if you want to compete.
Courtney?
Unless you have Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely. You said top five. I could see it potentially top three, top four. The New England Patriots have the third overall pick. Let's say they go get Justin Fields and they trade for him. Then they would have that spot to potentially go get Marvin Harrison Jr. And then, of course, right there at number four, the Arizona Cardinals. They would be a perfect
spot. Sure, but I asked that question. Do any of you know, since the merger, how many wide receivers were taking top five in the NFL draft?
Keyshawn Johnson.
Two.
22.
Johnny Lamb.
22 were taken top five in the history of the draft. And only three of them have turned into Hall of Famers. Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald. But my question is, how many of the 22 that were drafted top five won a Super Bowl with the team who drafted them?
Zero.
Zero.
One.
Zero. We'll be back. Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Pronamel Active Shield.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Eagles receiver A.J. Brown, longtime listener, first-time caller, WIP Radio.
I have no problem. I want to be here. Simple as that. I love where I'm at. As simple as that. Next question. I'm not going to get into me and his relationship on the air, but it's total BS. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a problem when I was on my sixth game streak. They wasn't talking about that then. So they only started talking about that when we started losing.
Courtney, buy or sell Brown there.
I'm buying that it's a positive sign for gas bag radio hosts, much like myself and Isola, that we are still being listened to by athletes. This is a throwback to a different era. AJ Brown didn't like the conversation that was happening on WIP, so he picked up the phone and called to correct the record. That's great because there's no better way to end speculation than addressing it head on. We saw Justin Fields do this last week when he was asked about unfollowing the Bears on Instagram, why he did it. If Brown wants to end any speculation that he wants to go anywhere, he did it in this interview. I want to hear it again.
Harry Lyles, buy or sell?
I'm buying that we've got an old school receiver on our hands. And I'm not talking about playing style. I'm talking about method of getting your message out there. Like, He could have gone on Twitter. He could have done something on Instagram. Instead, he picked up what I hope was a landline and called into the local radio station and expressed to everybody how he felt. The only thing that could have been perhaps more Philadelphia is if he would have been doing crunches in his driveway doing this. But he mentioned that the people only started talking about this once things started going bad, which is kind of normal. And I think that he'll feel better and the Eagles will feel better if they start winning, because that, again, fixes everything.
AJ from South Philly, you're on line one. He is always the source of a lot of controversy because he's so outspoken, he's so emotional. So yes, he plays that diva position, the wide receiver position. So I think he feels the team falling apart. I think he looks at it, you know what, I think a lot of people are blaming me. I want to get my message out there. I actually like what he did. But clearly, there were problems in Philadelphia which really haven't been addressed yet.
You know, I hope he turned his radio down. That's the first rule there. Then, beyond that, in his case, he needs to be – I like the fact that he said we were never that great a team, and that they had problems even when they were 10-1. Their record was good. Mm-hmm. Their stats weren't. That's good. But he's not acknowledging some real problems within the offense. And why does he say, I'm not going to get into our relationship? Why didn't he say our relationship's great if it's great?
Russell Wilson also on a podcast this week. I Am Athlete with Brandon Marshall. Take a listen to what he said.
Whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else, I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. About winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too.
Wilson would go further in the rest of the interview, which was over 80 minutes, saying he wants to win a Super Bowl the next 2 years. Each of the next 2 years. 2-2. Buy or sell that, Harry Lyles.
Yeah, I'm selling it, and I'm also sort of selling the logic here. Like, he mentioned that he wanted to and wants to do it in Denver, but then also said that he wants to do it somewhere where he's wanted. And it seemed like the Broncos made it pretty clear that they do not want him during the season last year. So none of this makes sense to me, really.
He wants to win two in the next 2 years. He better back up Patrick Mahomes. That's his best chance. I don't know why you would say something like that I'm trying to win two more. Just say, I still have a lot left. I still have a lot of winning left in me. That's what he should have said.
Tim Kalisha, how'd you hear Russell Wilson there?
I want to watch the whole 83 minutes of this. I want to see if Brandon Marshall stayed. He looks like he's wrapped up in three blankets and there's a fire right behind
him. Fireside chat, not bad.
What's going on? You know, that shouldn't be happening. He's not going to win two Super Bowls, wherever he goes. But he's not going to win two more in the AFC West, for God's sake.
Tony Corona?
I'm selling that it's going to be in Denver, because did he not just put his house on the market in Denver? Isn't that all the information you need to know?
Okay.
And he probably knows
real estate
he's
dirt.
Headed somewhere else. The good thing about this, though, he walks away with $39 million guaranteed, whether they cut him or not. So he can sign somewhere else, whether it's the Chiefs and Frank's long shot idea that he'll be Patrick Mahomes' backup, or somewhere else, potentially for a veteran minimum deal, because he does already have all that guaranteed money coming to him.
Buy or sell three, Kings 123, Clippers 107 last night. Listen to Sacramento fans in L.A.
Music to our
Light
ears.
The beam is what they're yelling. Wow, the Clippers hope to have a strong home court advantage in their new arena. Today they unveiled what the court would look like and what the uniforms would look like and what the logo will look like. Another look at this logo. They posted a tidy key to tell you all the things that they're doing in this logo. Frank, do you see a Clipper in this logo?
It looks like a cruise line, I got to be honest with you, but I like the crest. I think it's smart to rebrand. Good for them. It's good that the logo isn't Kawhi Leonard on crutches. He's out there.
Okay, he's been playing as much as anybody in the NBA the last 12 months. Tim Kalisha.
Every time I see it, it's something different. Now it looks like a cat with a hat on, so I'm not sure exactly what they're going for with the logo. All the NBA logos confuse me anyway. That's not a good one. That's not a good look.
Sources say that the new uniforms that they're going to debut will actually prevent any more injuries from happening, keeping Paul George and Kawhi Leonard out of the playoffs, and it will prevent James Harden from requesting a trade within the next
month. The logo! Answer about what we just saw, Harry Lyles Jr.
The logo looks like an MLS expansion franchise. Like, I mean, it just, it doesn't do it for me. Like, I'm very happy that they stuck the landing on the uniforms, because the ones that they currently wear look like ones that you would throw away, and, you know, you have a movie where there's a basketball scene and we just got to kind of make it look realistic. That's what they've got now. But this logo,
put the logo,
yeah,
up, nah, again. Man, what are, like, we looking at here? Okay, a cruise ship. I see that.
Look at it.
A Clipper, by definition, has sails, right? I mean, we need the sail. Where are the sails?
Yeah.
And they're telling me there's a compass and there's a sea, and that silhouette of an oncoming ship is a nod to San Diego. What does that even mean? If you want...
You know, if the fans storm the court, you won't be able to see it at all. And then everybody wins.
They don't do that in the NBA, though. Oh. You want to have anything. Clippers. But hair clippers. Let's do that. The players would prefer that, I'm sure. That's it for Courtney, Lyles, Callis, Joe, like Solar.
Kids. Stop David the kids. Oh.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone.
Patrick Kane's return to Chicago. How raucous was this? His first game against his old team in Chicago, and he scored the overtime game winner. Listen to the cheers from the fans. So you had that, and on the equal and opposite side, you had Doc Rivers return to Philadelphia for the first time as coach of the Bucks against his old team, and he was booed. Bucks beat the Sixers. Tim, more significant return.
It's got to be Patrick Kane. You can't beat that scenario going in all alone, taking your time on an overtime game winner. Plus, you got a lot of Red Wings fans cheering for you anyway.
Right, guys, Sola?
I think it's Doc Rivers going back to Philly. It's on brand for them to boo him. But how about Patrick Beverley, who was also returning and called himself the heart and soul of the team? He didn't even play 50 games for the Sixers, and he called himself the heart and soul of the team. Come on now, Pat Bev.
Bye.
Not true.
No debate. I don't even know why I asked the question. Patrick Kane, that was awesome. That was raucous. We had a conversation about best U.S.-born hockey player of all time, and Kane didn't make it into that conversation. He certainly deserves. Yeah. We'll give the point again to
Chris Chelios.
Showdown 2, a three-way finish at the Atlantic Cup. Look at this. So close, they had to go to a photo finish. Daniel Suarez in the blue 99 car winning it right there over Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch. Final separation was 3/1000th of a second. The blue one. Right there, I thought White had it. No, it's the blue one. Also, close this weekend, but not as close. Ohio State, Michigan State. Dale Bonner's 3 at the buzzer lifts the Buckeyes. And Oklahoma State. Their last conference matchup ever. McCollum gets Oklahoma the win there. Frank, best finish of the weekend.
It has to be Ohio State, and not just because I was watching the game, and not just because I said, that's a terrible shot. You have an interim coach, you're winning on the road. That was an unbelievable moment.
Jimmy?
Give me three wide at the finish line anytime. NASCAR desperately needs that sort of thing these days. They just had a boring, rain-delayed Daytona 500. That was the way to finish the race.
Rain delays are exciting.
3/1000th of a second? That's not a blink of an eye. That is the blink of a blink of a blink of an eye. That is
me losing.
Unbelievable. FaceTime, Tim Kalishaw.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Peter King announced his retirement. Not many sports writers get to announce their retirement. Usually you just take a small buyout and go out and get out of the way. Peter King had a great career, obviously. Everybody knows him. Longtime Sports Illustrated Football Night in America. You didn't know, 41 years ago, not that long, we were both covering the Midwestern City Conference. I had Oklahoma City, he had the Xavier Muskies. Known him since then. Great ride, Peter. Great job.
Well done, Timmy. See you tomorrow.
Great at Newsday, too.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.